Word of God for our consideration today is recorded in Psalm number 33, verses 6 through 8. Here we read, "By the word of the Lord the heavens were made, and all their hosts by the breath of his mouth. He gathers the waters of the sea together as a heap. He puts the depths in storehouses. Let all the earth fear the Lord. Let all the inhabitants of the world stand in awe of him. For he spoke, and it was done. He commanded, and it stood fast." When we consider God's creation, we have every reason to fear and honor the Lord God who made all. The Lord God spoke the word and called all things into being. He simply said, "Let there be," and there was, as we read in Genesis chapter 1. It is amazing to remember that by the word of the Lord the heavens were made, and all their host by the breath of his mouth. He laid out the heavens and all the stars. He spoke the word, they came into being. By his word, they continue to exist. He upholds all things by the word of his power, as we read in Hebrews chapter 1, verse 3. And who formed the seas and created the depths? It is the Lord God who created the heavens and the earth. It is as stated in Nehemiah 9, verse 6. "You alone are the Lord. You have made heaven, the heaven of heavens, with all their host, the earth and all that is on it, the seas and all that is in them, and you preserve them all, and the host of heaven worships you." And the psalmist calls upon us to honor and praise this God for his amazing works. As the psalmist says, "Let all the earth fear the Lord, let all the inhabitants of the world stand in awe of him. For he spoke and it was done. He commanded, and it stood fast." Do you fear the Lord and stand in awe of him? Do you give him the honor due unto his name for creating the heavens and all that is in them, for stretching out the vast universe and placing the stars in it and preserving it all? The more we learn about the universe and its stars and galaxies, the more reason we have to stand in awe of our Creator. And how do we fear and honor him? We acknowledge him as our Maker, and we humble ourselves before him. We accept his word to us and repent of our sinful and rebellious ways, looking in faith to the redemption he provided for us in his Son, Jesus Christ. Jesus fulfilled all the righteous demands of God's law for us, and then took upon himself our punishment, that we might be pardoned, forgiven, and restored to fellowship and communion with God our Maker through faith in Christ Jesus and his cross. We pray. Almighty God, we stand in awe of your great power and wisdom. You created the heavens and stretched them out as your finger work. You also created the world and everything in it. You spoke, and it came to be. By your word, all stand fast. You gather the waters together into the seas. You store them in the depths. Forgive us for failing to recognize your great power and glory and to honor you as our God and Maker. Forgive us for the sake of the Son, Christ Jesus, who died for our sins and rose again so that we might trust in him and receive mercy. In his name we pray. Amen. Scripture is quoted from the Holy Bible, Modern English Version, copyright 2014 by the Military Bible Association, published and distributed by Charisma House.
Acceptable in your sight, O Lord, my rock and my redeemer. Be acceptable in your
acceptable in your sight.